This call is being recorded.
But it is important to know that it was purposeful, very much purposeful, because as you heard here earlier, you are going to be experiencing this. Many of you are going to be experiencing this in many different ways, and you are going to have to be ready to deal with it. You have probably read at various times some of this that comes from the Sheldon Neidel and others who have spoken of these things previously, spoken of what it is going to be like to move from the third dimension of experience and understanding that you have here into these higher vibrations through the fourth dimension and into the fifth dimension. And you are going to have somewhat difficult time in doing this if you are not prepared for it. But you see, this is why the mentors are going to be coming to you and already here in many respects. They are already whispering in your ears. They are already there to guide you, but you yet are not familiar with them, not ready to experiencing them, because they are not your normal guides. They are not the ones that have been with you for some time now. So they are just beginning now to begin to open up to you, to show you that they are there, and more they will be doing this. And then when they come to you in a more physical understanding, you will be ready to receive them in whatever aspect they come in. But most of them, many of them, will be in a human form that you can understand and resonate to more directly and feel comfortable with. We know that you have this thing in your three-dimensional experience called the comfort zone, do you not?
Yes.
And you all love to be in this comfort zone, do you not?
Yes.
But we can tell you that that comfort zone, as you know it, is going to be going away somewhat. It is going to be replaced by something that it is not necessarily going to be uncomfortable, but it is going to be unfamiliar to you. And this is why all of these preparations have been given you, why we have been working with you, training you in many respects, to bring you to the point that when you experiencing what our young friend Lauren has experienced here, that you will be ready for it. You will be ready to move through these dimensions, these portals, and experience what is on the other side and not be fearful of it, or even be to the point where you will understand what it is that is there. But it is also important that as you move through these experiences, that you move through quickly. You do not want to remain there. You do not want to be held into that level of experience. Because if you are, you will stay there. You will not move through it and move into the higher vibrations, into the fifth dimensional, as we have been saying, is where you're headed. This is your destination, you see, as a race. As humankind, this is your destination. And for those of you that might think that that is for others to ascend and not me, that is poppycock. That is not going to happen, you see. If you are even here and resonating to these words, listening, hearing, reading them, you are going to be having the experience. You are not going to be going anywhere, though. Please understand, it is not a going. You are not going to leave the earth and suddenly find yourself in la-la land. That is not going to happen. You are going to experience these changes, not dramatically necessarily, but incrementally, we would say. You are going to be moving into these experiences as you are ready to do them, you see? There will be a time, though, where you may wake up in the morning and get out of your bed and feel things a little bit different. This is the initiation that Sanat Kumara has spoken of previously. This is what you will experience at that time, and it will be slightly different for you and different for all of you. You will all experience this in your own way, in your own time, you see? You have questions here now for one who serves and the Shira who is standing by, ready and waiting.
I have a question. This is Diana, a little bit off the cuff, but it's really in my forefront of my thoughts. Is Supreme Court Justice Scalia, was he Did he die of natural causes, like we're being told?
Can we say on this? Tierra, would you wish to address this first,
oh,
or you wish
ahead.
For us?
Go ahead.
We will say that. We tried to get out of it, but we're not letting that here. We are asking now for those who mentor to us what we are allowed to speak about this. And we are being told that we can not share directly. We know you want direct answers here. Was it suicide? Was it murder? Was it natural causes? All of these things. But please understand that there is purposeful reason for this one's passing here. It is the reason, though, that is being left behind. It is those that are being left behind here that is the reason for his passing, because it is going to bring about a focus on what is occurring here and what has happened. And you will have your answer in not too far off the time here as to why this occurred and how it had occurred. You see, because this one was what you would say on the side of the light, you might say, was definitely a light worker, and his passing was purposeful for those who wished for him to be gone. That's all we can say on this at this time.
I thoroughly understand.
Gave you a rather large hint to this.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Anything you add here, Sierra?
No, you did splendid.
Splendid without saying too much.
Yes.
Anything else here? Other further questions? You know you asked several questions earlier. Would there be anything?
I would like to ask a question.
Yes.
From the phone here.
Yes, we
so
know
much...
it's Rita.
Yes. Hi. There's been so much controversy that I have found out about really what is ascension. Now, I don't mean the meaning of it as much, but do we go up out of the earth and go up in the sky and ascend? I know the answer myself pretty well, I think, but a lot of people don't, and I'm asking to verify my own experience. And there's on these sites and that are supposed to be really know what they're talking about and everything, and they're saying that a lot of people are ascending and they're leaving their families, and their families don't know what happened to them, and this and that and the other. And so I would like to have this for the record, and some people will read it and understand. If you could just explain it, please.
Yes, Sierra, would you wish to begin here?
I will begin. What we would say is that probably 9 billion experiences that people could have that would want to talk about ascension, and all of those experiences share something different. What we will say here from our viewpoint, we talk about the raising of the frequency. We talk about the raising of your energy levels, your heart levels. All of this moves you into a location, but it is on this planet. It is resonating at a different vibration. And at this point in time in the human family, there is not that much of a difference in the levels of vibration, because the whole planet is moving forward. The whole planet is moving into this different level. And so, dear one, what we would say is that this is not an experience at this point in time where there are people who are leaving the planet and going somewhere else. That is not our expression of things. And we say that there are people who have risen to that fifth dimension level of ascension and come back to help others. That is the forerunners, the light workers, others of the light who are on the planet at this time and helping all achieve this. That makes sense.
Yes, but I thought maybe there is a spiritual ascension first, that we ascend into all our permanent bodies. We you know, the chakras, which is the doorway supposedly to all our seven bodies or seven chakras. And because when we pass away before, which we're not now, and we leave our physical body, I understand that we take all those with us. But when we come to the end of our journey and we have come to where we're going to ascend, then we have to take them with our body. So I had an experience that was told to me I had ascended, but I didn't go anywhere. I stayed in my bed sitting up and it happening, and I did feel something, which was a love that I have never, ever experienced on this earth, or maybe I have other lifetimes. But I know something happened to me. Even my cat came over from the side of the bed and sat on my feet and ascended with me. Now, and then I have people tell me, well, that isn't ascension because you didn't go up in the air and you didn't go up in the clouds. Well, they had the story of Jesus, and they said that he went up on the mountain and he ascended up in the cloud. Well, what I got in my meditation once, he was beamed up into his ship, the New Jerusalem, and it was covered with a cloud. And so the people, 500 people, witnessed him. And I understand that he really didn't die on the cross, that he went into a real deep unconsciousness, and then he went into the tomb, and 3 days he came out. Now, my interpretation of that is that he went through the light chambers in those 3 days because Mary Magdalene didn't even recognize him herself, if the Bible is true. So that's where I am always trying to settle this in my mind, because I have so many people saying different things to me that couldn't have happened with me. So I just want
to have a whole pile of information here. One who serves, would you like to address?
Yes,
it?
We would. Here, please understand what you are speaking of is the difference between that which has been ascension in the past and that which is ascension in your current time here, as you are going to experience it. And as we have been speaking of, we have told you, many of you, that you have already ascended in some ways here. It is just that your mind has not caught up with this. But your being, the consciousness that you are, has already ascended. And yes, as Ashira has said, you have come back. Probably do not wish to come back, but you have. And you are going to experience this back and forth. But as Ashira has said, you are not going to leave the planet. You are not going to go up in the clouds. You are not going to some of you may be beamed up in ships. That is possible, but not for the ascension process, you see. You are going to experience this as a way of going along with the Earth, with Gaia herself, as she moves through this ascension process. And as she moves up into the fifth dimension, you are going to move up along with her as she experiences the changes that are going to develop as a result of moving into these higher vibrations. You yourselves are also going to move into these through these vibrations and move through those shifts, as had been spoken of earlier. This is going to be how the ascension is going to be. It is going to be with your physical body. You are going to take your physical body with you. And as you have spoken, you are going to move through into those chambers that we have been given here. And you are going to experience a shift within that, a transition, you might say, in that time period. So that when you emerge, and we are using this word purposely here, when you emerge from these chambers, you will be in your lighter body at that time.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah, because I really believe most of that, already thought that, but I just wasn't sure. Oh, thank you so much.
Very good. We're glad we could open up the avenues of expression for you a little bit here.
Very good.
This is Marita in Alaska. I was wondering if you could elaborate on the moving into the chambers and through different ones. I don't really understand that. Could you explain it a little bit further?
Yes. We would say to you that, as we have spoken many times, there are going to be many areas, we would say, where you will be able to move into these chambers. There will be those of the cities of light. There will be those within the ships. There will be those within Hollow Earth. You will not have to worry about long lines or anything of this nature. Okay, Cynthia?
Okay.
We know you concerned yourselves with that in the past. Do not want to wait in lines, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Lines around the building, around and around and around, and have to wait your turn. What would that be like? What kind of an ascension process is that, you see? No, you are going to be able to move into these just as you have done in your guided meditation times. When you have moved into them in that way, it will be very similar to this. But it will be with your physical body as you know it now. And it will shift as you move into this and go through this experience. So these chambers are there waiting for you already. You just cannot see them yet. You are not in the vibration to be in them yet in your physical body. But all of that is coming. All of that is coming with the changes as these things happen. But first, you must go through the various changes here on your planet, those which are the three-dimensional experiences that you will all have as these things begin to develop. It will be, it is believing is seeing, but for many, it will still become seeing is believing for them, because they will begin to see these things more directly, and then they will believe. See? You, though, yourselves are here to believe it and then see it, because it is a creation process. And you are the ones that are creating this new world. Anything to add here, Ashira?
Oh, I think you've done a wonderful job.
Very good. Any further questions? Did this answer your question, Marita from Alaska?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, hi, my name is Sarah. I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have like bad in my head. I feel like I have a lot of people, they talk in my ear, in my head, and sometimes I can't breathe. Like, I feel like somebody choked me, like I can't breathe very well. And I need help. Can you tell me what I have to do? And I'm praying. I'm doing my prayer time and everything. But I feel like I have some people in my ear talking a lot to make me do something not good, like to hurt myself, to do something negative. But in a few seconds, I just think and I say, I love myself. I love myself. And God protect me and Michelangelo protect me. Like for 10 minutes, I feel safe, and after I stop talking, I start hearing again people in my ear talking, and sometimes they can make me breathe so well.
Sierra, would you like to address this first?
I will begin with this one. Thank you. Dear one, how long has this been occurring in your life?
A month since I moved to the new city, I have it. I was not having it before.
Right. We would share with you, dear one, is invoking Saint Germain's ultraviolet light of clearing, cleansing, and transmuting. On one hand, we see that you have a part of the veil has dropped for you, and you are hearing sounds, voices, those types of things. And yet you have a reaction in your body that we would say the bringing in the light of Saint Germain will clear this, transmute this into the light of love. We would say call forth from your highest good, your highest self, the light of love, cleansing you, strengthening you, and bringing you to a place of calmness and peace. That veil that is dropped for you, you can in your mind say that you are ready to experience only the highest good for yourself, the highest light, the highest love. We can hear your trepidation in your voice. We can hear the fear in your voice. What's causing the problem with the breathing? So again, turn that around. Use it for cleansing. Use it for healing. Use it for light for your being. One who serves.
Very good. I have nothing to add to this at this time.
Does that help, dear one?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bless you.
Will there be any further questions here?
Yeah, if I may, aloha ones who serve, aloha Ashira and James in the background. This is Lee from Lake Constance. Would you please share some more about the upcoming Planetary Ascension Compression Breakthrough event? I know it's about frequency and resonance, not about the date, even though Ibrahim Hassan stated a end of March deadline from Gaia to the light movement to trigger the event. It would mean a lot if you could share how close, maybe if feasible in percent or so, humanity and Gaia are to the blue pulse from the galactic central sun. And what, from your viewpoint, is in the way, especially, can you please confirm or deny what Cobra and Ibrahim Hassan have been talking about, these strangelet and coupled plasma bombs? If those are real obstacles between now and the Planetary Ascension event, if there's anything regarding the March ultimatum by Gaia.
Yes. We can share with you that all that you are hearing from the many different sources is very much to the truth. You are hearing many levels of expression coming from many different places and sources, and it is up to you, though, when you have these types of things come into you, to feel the resonance or not feel the resonance to it. It is important to you to discern, to use your discernment skills that you have learned, are being trained to use, and to allow for the process to continue. There is much that is going to happen in the very near future, as we have been saying for some time. There are many delays that happen, though, because, again, it is always about probabilities. And there are many things that are happening behind the scenes that you are not aware of. And just at a moment, it comes very close to breaking through, and then something once again occurs to hold it off. This is the delays that you are experiencing, because there is the, would call it AI, you might say, that is available to those of the cabal that they can predict within probabilities, they can predict ahead of time what is going to happen. And as they see these things happening, as it is revealed to them, they can then take steps to turn it away or delay it again. And this is what has been occurring. So we cannot say that it will be February or March or anything of this nature for the event or the series of events that precede the more larger event. But there are many things that are happening right now as we speak here, and the probabilities of those things occurring are growing more and more prominent and will be in your experience very shortly. Anything to add here, Sierra?
Nothing to add, thank you.
Did this answer your question?
Pretty much. Is there anything else apart from artificial intelligence capabilities of the Kabbal and Illuminati and Archons, whatever, which is tangible right now, which can be considered an obstacle?
I can say that you are speaking of that which has been coming from the one known as Cobra. And this one is very much attuned to a certain level of these experiences that are occurring and going to occur more fully. mostly with that which is the Pleiadian understanding of things. And all that is coming forward from this one about your strangelet bombs and these types of things is very accurate in many respects. And it is being cleared out. As we speak now, it is being fully cleared out. And it will not be a concern for very much longer. And when that has been released, those expressions have been released, we would say, then it will be time for the opening to occur for the events to begin.
Great. That's very good news. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Very good. Anything to add here, Shira?
No, thank you.
Very good. Any further questions here?
One of those, I just want to share the experience lately I have been going through. I no longer resonate to the light and dark discussions anymore. The more I think about it, that maybe I have been in lifetimes where I have done some bad stuff, and you know, and I'm realizing that, you know, I cannot choose sides anymore. This is like human beings, you know, pitted against each other in this drama unfolding. And it feels to me like this is time to learn to go beyond these discussions. Could you please comment on that?
Yes, we would very much agree with you that when it comes all down to it, there is only one thing that is the thing to focus on, and that is love. The love that is within you, the love that surrounds you and is within you. And if you can experience that love and feel that love and that bliss that will come as a result of this, as some have been experiencing, you will begin to be able to move through all of these expressions that are ahead for you and have no concern here. Because the understanding of the darkness, or rather to understand the light, you must first understand the darkness. And the darkness is fading away as you are beginning to realize here. And to focus on that level of darkness is not important. But it is important to be aware, and this is why this discussion has occurred here in this day, because it is important to know that you cannot just go nilly-willy into the future here, into the higher, into those other dimensions without protection, because there are those levels of darkness out there that will tend to ensnare you in their traps. So it is there, it is real, but it is not something to focus on. Because if you were to continue to focus on it and have fear and these things, then you are becoming ensnared in their traps, just as you have been as a programmed race for quite a long time here now. Anything to add here, Ishira?
I believe so.
Very good.
Mahendran? We would like to congratulate you for noticing the change in your perception. We discussed this many times in this room with this group. And of combating, how much attention do we give to those of the darkness? How do we unfold as one humanity? And as things have changed upon this planet, you are attuned to the changes as well. You are one in the consciousness. The more that you hold that oneness in your mind and your perceptions, the more that goes into the mass consciousness as well, feeding the oneness of humanity. So you hear from one who serves in one direction, and you hear from a side direction from me. Thank you for sharing that today.
I have a question. This is Marita in Alaska. Could you talk a little bit about the process of believing and seeing that it entails that focus on love, because it's not just a mental believing but an emotional one as well?
That is correct. As you allow for the understanding to come within you of believing is seeing, believe it and you will see it. Create it and it will be. And the more that you find yourself voicing those words, feeling those words, it becomes more and more an expression then of love, because then you are creating from love. And this is the way it is done in the higher vibrations. Your creations will come from love, not from fear. See?
Thank you.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, thank you. Janet had a question. Janet, go. Janet.
I'd like to know the definition of a guardian. And are all light workers guardians, or just some? And also maybe the definition of star seeds.
Good. Sierra, would you go first, Sierra, or would you wish us?
Go ahead.
Very good. Then the idea of the guardians, as you are speaking of, we believe you are speaking of those who are calling themselves the guardians. Are you not?
I just read it on the internet the night before last, and this light workers claims that she was, and some people she knows are. I just wonder, are all light workers guardians?
There are many levels of this as we are finding it here. And the understanding of who the guardians are has not yet been revealed fully. To this group, you have had guardians come in here and have spoken through these ones here and have shared with you. And they are here. They are back. They were here a long time ago, and they move into areas, levels of expression that are necessary for them to appear for. And this is that time that the guardians would be here to bring you into the next age, into the next understanding that is before you. This is the after the dawn, as the guardian of the new dispensation has said many times. And these are great beings that come to bring in the new age, we would say. This is what they are here for. As to the idea that the light workers are guardians, in some respects you could look at it this way, yes. But there are also those levels of expression that occur with various ones who call themselves light workers and then tend to aggrandize themselves a little bit more than what they are really being at that time. You see, the ideas of delusion in some respects begin to move into the picture, and they begin to believe they are someone that they are not. That is not to say that some are not, though, what they are saying they are. You see, this is where the discernment comes in all ways here. Does this answer your question? And anything to add here, Ashira?
I do not think so. She also asked about star seeds.
Comment on star seeds?
So the wide variety of humanity upon the planet are star seeds. Having come from other places to this lifetime of experience at this point in time. That also, though, does not allow for them to not be experiencing lifetimes in other past lives, future lives in this planet. But at this point in time on this planet, there are a large percentage of humanity that are working as light workers, who are keeping and holding the mindset that takes people into the future, takes people into the newness, into the new frequency. And some are still not awake. You may be surprised by that. They may have not yet recognized who they are and what their experiences are for this new life and this new world. So many times people on this planet get judgmental about those who are not yet awakened, not realizing that each is on their own alarm clock. The star seeds, which are still asleep, listening and looking for opportunities to meet with people who are going through similar experiences when their time is so. Star seeds are here, been here for many lifetimes, many of you. And yet, there are still those who are starseeds that this is their first time here. Wide variety of answers to this question, one who serves.
Good. Not add to that. That was very well succinctly stated. Anything further here before we release channel? And we
if I may, this is Lee again, if I may.
Yes.
I'm wondering, 2 weeks ago, you were going to make an announcement, or actually last week, and I was wondering into which direction is that announcement going?
This is what we speak of in many respects and many times here, in terms of probabilities, in terms of what is in the very moment. And in that moment when we spoke of this possible happening, it did not happen as it was meant to happen at that particular time. You see, those things become altered in various ways. And that which we were going to speak about because of something that was going to occur in the week previous to the time we would come together again, as we are now, that did not happen in that week. And as of yet, it has not yet occurred as well. But that does not mean it is not going to. And when it is coming to that point again, maybe we make another announcement and say something is coming, and then we will going to announce it. We will see. But again, it is all based on probabilities. There is no such thing as predicting the future and being 100% correct, or even 80%,
right,
or sometimes even 50 or 40 or 20%, you see? It all depends on man's consciousness and how all of these various facets come together at the right time. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add here,
yes.
Ishira?
No, thank you.
Very good.
Can I?
Anything,
this is Marita in Alaska.
If you can, just for curiosity, is it possible that you share with us what actually happens behind the scenes, which causes these things not to happen?
That is what we have, believe we have already shared, in the sense of those things which are happening, as you say, behind the scenes and are in the process of occurring and come very close to occurring in the moment. And then something occurs to deviate away from the current path. Something that comes up as a delay. Something that one particular cabal member or something of this nature brings up as something that the group needs to look at and this study and this type of thing. And then it takes off into a different avenue here at the time. But you see, many times we have said in many different ways that there are all of these pieces coming together in, to form the greater puzzle, the greater plan here. And all of these pieces are almost all put together. It is happening in the background, yes, but it is happening. Because if it were to happen all directly out in your seeing, as you know it in your three-dimensional consciousness, it would be overwhelming to you. This is why there are so many forces at work on both sides that are attempting to bring this about in a more gradual fashion that it can be introduced to the more general public. Not so much to you who listen to these words and understand what we are saying, but to those who are completely asleep as of yet. It would jar their entire central nervous system if these things were to come out all at once, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add here, Ishira?
No.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks for the detail. That helped a lot.
Yes, we need to release channel here if there is nothing further. And we release channel. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, thank you.
I am a Shira. First of all, we'd like to share that Joanna's announcement at the beginning of this meeting is indeed part of Susan's contract to move forward in this. It is indeed part of what Sananda spoke to you more than a year ago. Sananda talked of his 12 of 12, and this is the beginning of that. It's an opportunity for this group to become involved with this project. See where your place lies. There are so many out in the world who are in need of guidance, who are in need of understanding, who are in need of love. This will be an opportunity for that. Every week we know we come and we say the same thing. One who serves the group and I share with you, urge you to continue on. They took a different viewpoint, a different opportunity for leading of this group in the beginning. We told this one that she needed to know the entire story before the next step could be taken. These are important times, for as the time is speeding through, more and more is occurring for each of you. More and more is occurring to each of you. And we shall see all of these things. Continue now to open into the entire world. We appreciate you, Joanna, for taking this and moving. I appreciate all of you, because we know that as you care for yourselves, take time to send light into the world, take time to send light to Lauren, that each of you heart and support for one another, that all of you are moving forward along this path. And you can see as changes occur in each of you weekly now. You can see it in your eyes. You can see it in your body structure. You can see it as it occurs for each of you. So glad to be a part of this unfolding in each of you. Our peace and our love. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you.